Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher Marie, and happy Saturday!
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Now, we talked about some fun things this week. I liked learning about all the different kinds of pets.
What are you talking about? Monkeys and tigers? Those aren't pets.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Those are bad pets. I can't believe people thought that they could look after those kind of animals. But we learned about other things too, right?
Yes, we did. We had a great mystery that we can watch again. And we even talked about getting a good deal too.
That's right. So we can review all these things from the week. And we can start today by looking at the lessons.
That's right, and this is always very helpful. Well, friends, let's watch our lessons again. Here we go.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Today, I'm interviewing Anna Wild. She works at the City Zoo. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thanks, Rob.
You were on the show last May.
Yes, and I'm here again.
I'm glad. Let's discuss animals again.
Sure. Can we talk about pets?
Pets? Zoo animals aren't pets.
That's right, Rob. Zoo animals aren't pets, but some people keep them as pets.
Really? Why?
People like exotic pets, but exotic pets are wild animals.
So they make bad pets.
Yes. People can't look after them, so they give them to us.
And you care for them.
Yes, that's my job.
What former pets do you have at the zoo?
We have 2 tigers and 15 monkeys.
Those aren't good pets.
Right. They bite, and you can't train them well.
But you can train cats and dogs.
Yes. Everyone, please don't get exotic pets. Cats and dogs are best.
Susie, guess what?
I don't know, Taylor.
Tell me. My friend Cole has an amazing new pet.
Really? What kind of animal is it?
A wolf. He has the cutest wolf pup.
A wolf pup? That's terrible. Wolves shouldn't be pets.
Why not? Cole's wolf pup is so sweet. He's fun to play with.
Taylor, a pet wolf is a bad idea. Adult wolves are dangerous.
That's true, but Cole's wolf is little. He's only 10 weeks old.
He won't be small for long. He'll grow.
Cole will train him, so he'll be a good pet.
You can't train wolves well. They are wild. Their natural habits are strange to people.
What kind of habits?
Well, wolves hug each other.
What's wrong with that?
They use their mouths to hug.
Oh, that would scare me. Maybe you're right, Susie. Wolves are beautiful, but they make bad pets.
Yes, and wolves need to live in a pack. Cole should find his wolf a better home.
Okay, I'll tell him.
I am waiting outside Miss White's home. A boy runs past me. He is tossing a baseball into the air and catching it. He is wearing a baseball uniform. He shouts,
"Number 20 wins again. I am the home run hero."
I see the back of his uniform. It only has a 2 on it. Miss White comes to the door and lets me in.
Thank you for coming. Please come in,
she says.
A thief broke my window, but he didn't take anything valuable.
Did they take anything at all?
I ask.
He took some candy. It was next to the broken window.
Were you home when this happened?
I ask her.
Yes, I heard a loud noise. Maybe he threw a rock to break the window,
she says. I look around, but there is no rock. So I look outside. I find something, but it's not a rock. It is the number 0.
Something broke your window, Miss White, but it wasn't a rock,
I say.
And the thief left something of his own.
What do you mean, Mr. E? Do you know who it was?
She asks.
I do. The home run hero lost his 0.
I say.
Good morning, Linda. What are you doing?
Hi, Alex. I'm looking at some ads. There's a big sale at the mall this weekend.
What's on sale?
A 32-inch Owl TV is on sale.
How much is it?
It's only $150.
Wow, that's a great price. Owl TVs are usually expensive.
I know. I'm going to buy one.
Hi, Ben. Can you help me with something?
Of course, Susie.
I want to buy an e-reader for my nephew. His birthday is in 2 weeks.
Let's look on the internet. We can compare the prices on the internet and at the stores in town.
That's a great idea.
Sometimes buying on the internet is cheaper than buying at a store.
That's a nice computer bag, Rob.
Thanks, Taylor.
Where did you get it?
I bought it at a garage sale last weekend.
Really? It looks pretty new.
I know. It's in great shape. You can find good things at garage sales.
How much did you pay for the bag?
It was a great deal. I only paid $5.
Do you want to go to the flea market, Alex?
What's a flea market?
It is an outdoor market. You can find great deals on lots of things.
Is the quality good?
Well, you can get better quality things at other places. You get what you pay for.
True. Okay, I'll go with you and take a look.
Okay, Ben, I need to pick an e-reader. I've narrowed my choices to 2.
Which 2?
A Kindle or a Nook.
Both are good. Which is cheaper?
The Nook is $5 cheaper.
So the price is about the same. What do the reviews say?
The Kindle got better reviews. People liked its screen better.
Then get the Kindle.
Do you shop at garage sales very often, Rob?
Not too often. I go to ones near where I live.
Garage sales are cheap.
They are, but you have to pay in cash. You can't use a credit card.
That's okay. Things at garage sales aren't very expensive.
That's for sure. I once bought a nice shirt for 25 cents.
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the show.
Yeah, it's a great way to review. And we'll also help you answer them, too. But you should try and answer them at home. Okay, Marie, what's my first question?
All right, question number one. What kind of pets are good to have?
Oh, well, maybe a dog or a cat. You could also get a bird, too.
I think you're correct. All right, next question. What kind of pets are bad to have?
Well, we learned about some bad pets, yes. Many people want exotic animals for pets, but they can't look after them. Some people thought they could have a monkey as a pet, or even a tiger. But tigers eat people. That's not a good pet.
Yeah.
But those animals should be in the wild or in the zoo.
Yeah, that's a bad idea to have a tiger as a pet. Well, we had a mystery this month. Someone broke a window and stole some candy. So here's your question. What number was the home run hero?
Well, he played baseball and he had a uniform. Oh, I know. His uniform had a 2 on the back. He was number 2.
Wrong answer, Peter. How about you try again?
Okay, but what was on the back of his uniform? It was a 2.
Remember what he says? He calls himself number 20.
Oh, yeah. Because the home run hero lost his 0. He was number 20. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed reviewing, but now we need to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break, friends. So, which was your favorite this week?
Well, I really enjoyed this mystery. It really made me think, who stole the candy from this woman and who broke that window? We found out in the end that the home run hero lost his 0 because he stole the candy.
Yeah, the little boy was the thief, but it was a great mystery. Right now, it's time for us to watch our features one more time.
Hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Have you eaten yet? As you can see, I'm eating right now. I'm having a salad. Do you eat salads? Salads are healthy, and I enjoy them. There are many different types of salads. My favorite salad has lettuce, peppers, tomatoes, and cucumbers in it. I usually eat it with some oil and vinegar. It's really delicious.
Do you like to eat vegetables? Doctors and scientists recommend that everyone should eat 5 to 9 servings of fruit and vegetables every day. This will help to keep you healthy. Do you eat 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? It's not as hard as you think. There are many ways to eat vegetables. You can have a vegetable salad. Cut up the vegetables and mix them together. Add a little dressing and enjoy. You can also steam your vegetables. This is a healthy way to cook vegetables. Some people also stir-fry vegetables. Put a little oil in a pan, heat the pan, then cook the vegetables quickly and add some salt. Vegetable soup is another quick and easy way to cook vegetables. Chop the vegetables and then put them in a pot with some water. Cook everything for a few minutes. Add some seasoning. Put the soup in a bowl and enjoy.
It is very important to eat vegetables every day. vegetables and vitamins and minerals that will keep your body healthy. Do you eat enough vegetables every day? I hope so. Well, friends, I finished my salad. I think I'll go out for a walk. Exercise is important too. I'll see you next time. Bye. Everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about shopping, and here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Mark Kitt. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Rob.
Welcome to Question Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Mark, you travel a lot, right?
That's right, Rob. I am a travel writer, so I've visited many places around the world.
Do you ever visit markets when you are traveling?
Of course. Markets are often a big part of a city's culture.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Caitlin Grace of Birmingham, England. Caitlin writes, I love to visit markets when I am traveling. I often find little treasures at the markets. I am wondering, what are the different types of markets that we might find in different cities around the world?
Great question, Caitlin. People buy and sell things at many different kinds of markets.
I often visit flea markets in my city.
Flea markets are great. A flea market is a type of marketplace that rents space to people who want to sell things. The people that rent the spaces are called vendors.
Flea market vendors usually have a table where they put their goods for sale.
Yes, you can find a lot of cheap things at a flea market.
What other kinds of markets are there, Mark?
Have you ever been to a night market?
Oh yes, I love night markets. I visited many night markets in Taipei.
Night markets are street markets that are open at night. Night markets usually have a lot of great deals and good food.
You're right. I love night market food.
Well, besides flea markets and night markets, there are many other types of markets as well. In many places around the world, they have farmers markets.
I know about those. Farmers markets sell food. Many of the vendors at farmers markets are farmers. They bring fruits, vegetables, meats, and other food from their farm and sell them at the market.
That's right, Rob. Markets are great places to visit. You can buy great things, get a good deal, and learn about local culture.
That's really interesting. Well, thanks, Mark. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time. Hello, my name is Anthony. I'll be your server today. What would you like to order?
I can't decide. Maybe you can help me. What is good at this restaurant?
Everything is good at this restaurant.
Great! So do you like the hunduntang?
Ooh, I haven't tried the hunduntang yet.
Oh, what about the shui jiao?
The shui jiao, I haven't had it either. But I have had the beef noodle soup, though.
Oh.
I heard that semi-super sentence. Oh, yes. I am Super Sentence Man, and the super sentence for today is someone has or have done something. You said I've had the beef noodle soup. I have had the beef noodle soup.
I did.
Yes, and now just for fun, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. I have been to Brazil.
I have been to Brazil. Super. What about you? Do you have one for me, young lady?
I have seen you before.
I have seen you before. Super. Super. Well, have you been to this restaurant before?
This is my first time. What tastes good here?
Let me tell you, the beef noodles are great.
That's what the server says, too.
Yes, I have eaten the beef noodle soup many times, and I think it's delicious.
Okay, I'll order the beef noodle soup.
Excellent. I'm sorry. We don't have any more beef noodle soup today.
What?
Super Sentence Man ordered the last one.
A super sentence every day will make your English great. Thank you, Anthony. Those beef noodles were delicious.
They are.
Thanks for joining us today for our Saturday review show. Those features are always so much fun to watch. There are so many great ways to practice our English.
And our lessons are always interesting. It was fun to learn about what bad pets are and where you can go to see where they take care of them. At the zoo, Anna Wild takes care of these poor animals where people couldn't look after their pets.
That's right. So friends, make sure not to get a wild animal as a pet. If you want to look at one, go to the zoo, but don't keep it at your house.
Well, it's been fun to review with you, and we'll see you on Monday for another show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.